When the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra formed 20 years ago, they didn't require their musicians to audition.
We just said, if you're interested and willing to play, come and join us.
That's Robert Pattingale, a retired professor of music and one of the founders of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. He says the group initially came together to perform benefit concerts for the Little Traverse Bay's Emerging Youth Orchestra, which is now at Crooked Tree Arts Center. The musicians enjoyed playing in these benefit concerts so much that they decided to create a more permanent orchestra in the region. In October of 2001, the newly minted Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra gave its first official concert. Pattingale says that some of these early concerts were sparsely attended.
Sometimes we would get, 25 people, and sometimes we would have more players in the orchestra than we had in the audience.
In those days, the musicians were paid with whatever money had been donated at the door for each of their concerts. Musicians often came away with about $8 per concert. Over time, the orchestra found its footing and continued to grow. They brought on Matthew Hazelwood as their first music director. Hazelwood, who was also conductor of the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, served as the music director until his untimely death in 2012. And then, the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra leaders asked themselves some questions about their identity.
You can either become essentially a professional orchestra, which means that a lot of the community members will probably not be able to pass the audition. Or you can continue to be community-based.
Eventually, they agreed that they would continue to rely on a mix of professional and amateur musicians from the region. One of these community musicians is Charlie McInnes, who plays the clarinet. He calls himself a serious amateur. McInnes spent his professional career in news and public relations. He had a lot of experience playing in community bands, but this was his first time performing in an orchestra.
I just made the quantum leap from playing Sousa marches to Beethoven.
He says the professional musicians are really helpful. He recalls a performance of Mozart's Requiem in which he had a solo.
And the solo consists of B natural, one note, but it was the fifth note into the Requiem, and I had to play it perfectly.
He sought guidance from his colleagues, and he says one person sent him a full page of advice, which he followed to the letter. Today, the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra is led by Libor Andras. He's a violist as well as a conductor. This is him playing the solo part in a viola concerto that the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra commissioned a couple of years ago. The Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra's musicians no longer split donations collected at the door like they did in the early days. Now, all of the musicians have contracts, and they earn set fees for rehearsals and performances. Founder Robert Pattingale says that the ensemble has exceeded any expectations he had for it 20 years ago.
Initially, I thought, if this thing lasts 3 years, that'll be a nice run for players to get a chance to make music.
This Saturday's concert will include a look back at the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra's history, including some of their favorite repertoire from the past 20 years. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Amanda Sewell.